Phoneboy Speaks, episode 22, Smart Software That's Really Dumb. I've had this new laptop from work for about a month now, and one of the problems I've had with it is when I joined Google Hangouts that for some reason my microphone was getting overdriven, and I couldn't figure out why. I'd go into the Windows settings and try and turn it down, and I'd go look later, and all of a sudden it's potted up all the way at 100%. And so what does this mean? This means that people were hearing me very, very loudly. And unfortunately, one of the problems I have is that my voice volume varies substantially, which is why I'm very thankful for tools like Levelator when I'm doing podcasting. But to be able to turn it down when you're doing a Google Hangout is a good thing, especially if that's what you use as your basis for recording a podcast, which is what the Social Converse uses, at least to get together to record the podcast. I think everybody records separately, but I couldn't do that because my mic was so hot that meant that the audio that I gave when I used this particular laptop was not usable because it was way too loud. So there's this tweak you have to make with RegEdit in order to get it to stop doing that, and it's really stupid. I mean, I understand that sometimes it's good to make software that does things that that people want automatically. I think if it's done right, then people aren't going to notice it or care. But I guess there's probably some use case where automatically turning up your microphone is a good idea. But whatever this the Google Talk plugin was doing, it wasn't working for me, and in fact, it was making my problem much, much worse. I suppose the frustrating part about it is that there's absolutely no user interface setting to turn that feature off, because I would have done so. The only way I found out about it was a lot of troubleshooting, because I tried it with Skype and some other stuff, and the problem was only happening when I was using Google Plus, and so I found this registry setting, which isn't easy to fix, by the way, if you're not a power user like myself. But look, I'm all for software making humans' lives easier, but sometimes the best thing to do is just to get out of the way and let the humans who know what they're doing do stuff. Or, sometimes just the automatic stuff doesn't work. So if you're going to do stuff like that, at least provide an option to turn it off in case something goes wrong. That's all I'm saying. So quit being so smart that you don't give the users the ability to undo your smartness. Anyway, that's my two cents, and you can send me your feedback on Twitter, on Facebook, on app.net, and Google+. You can also find my website on phoneboy.com and other assorted places. Anyway, this is Phoneboy, and I'm signing off.